internet is an intricate mesh that lets us share and connect without an emphasis on where we exist. An inherently democratizing entity, except it holds a registry of every site we've ever seen. And tons of companies sit back and pluck the puppet strings, keeping us in ecosystems, leading us to suffering. Attention spans hijacked, held for ransom, converted into data that's passed along for handsome offers. Auctioned off for advertising revenue, they're literally selling you. Don't let them get the best of you, cause well beyond the monetary nonsense, they're manipulating mindsets, hindering our progress. Like when they came to bridge the analytics with a bit of political activism, hit us with this tragic villain. And this will keep on happening till we commit to manifest division, patch the fabric of this backward system. Our data's trapped, so we're taking it back, and blockchain will make this game a pain of the past, cause only those we choose will be able to access with passes that automatically protect our assets.
What's up, vigilantes? It's been a while since I've done one of these, and it's really good to be doing them again, because I've been acquiescing my mind to the speed of the new economy. And I'm not talking about crypto, regular, normal crypto, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about crypto within crypto. So something very interesting is happening that most people haven't figured out. And it is the fact that we have already entered into the age of hyper Bitcoinization. So you might be asking yourself, what is hyper Bitcoinization? Guys, look, hyper Bitcoinization is nothing more than the realization that we should actually use these technologies, right? I mean, this is like so fucking elementary. I was gonna bring my rifle out because I know bear have been around here, but I got my dogs with, and I can fight back, right? But anyway, hyper-Bitcoinization is the idea that we are better off using these technologies in the way we build, we trade, and we exchange value with one another. I know this sounds weird, because you guys probably say, well, isn't that what crypto's about? And my answer to you is yes, correct. Hyper-Bitcoinization is the actually using these technologies, actually implementing them. So I've said this before in the past, and for example, what happened with FTX, what is happening with all of these financial institutions that sell you crypto is that they don't really practice what they preach. These financial institutions in reality are not using crypto in the makeup of who they are. They just sell you the idea of crypto. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to tell you here. So we've come to the realization that what this term hyper-Bitcoinization really is, what it truly is, it's the swarm. It is the school of fish, if you will, of people in the market coming together around the idea of using one network to its fullest to create what we call a native economy to the blockchain. Again, this might sound paradoxical to you, but in reality, it shouldn't, because people should have been building crypto, the crypto space, up in this way. Unfortunately, most people have not. And so, what is this on-chain economy? This on-chain economy has been pursued in many different networks throughout crypto history. Bitcoin being the first, has actually had a fair share of people wanting to implement this, but for one reason or another throughout the history of Bitcoin, people have not allowed these ideas to flourish. I have my theories, but in reality, who cares? You know, it's important to be stoic here and realize where the market is at the present moment. So many people throughout crypto tried to implement this idea of creating an on-chain economy in many different networks. And so what we have for the first time since the release of Ordinals on Bitcoin, we have a convergence, a coming together of some of the top entrepreneurs, of the top, really all of the top entrepreneurs from all different blockchains back to Bitcoin BTC, because this is where the swarm is. This is where it's happening. People are realizing that Bitcoin is much more than just money, that you can actually arbitrage data on chain. Whatever your opinion of this is, really doesn't matter. My opinion on this doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. What matters is that there's a swarm, a convergence, something that we've never seen in crypto history, something that orients us and guides us to work together to leverage off one another's success. Now, where are we going with this? And the reality is that we're headed towards a world of rapid growth and a new internet. Truly, that's where we're going with this. A new internet where everything will be on chain. So does it mean that everything in your personal life has to be on chain? No, it means that your public, this network, Bitcoin, that is now growing an on-chain economy, allows us to have a truth machine, a global ledger of honesty where we can keep things that matter to us in account, right? So you don't have to use this, but wouldn't it be nice to have a book that you can never burn? Wouldn't it be nice to have a ledger that can never be censored? I mean, I see the biggest problems in our modern day internet to be that of censorship, to be that of control, right? And what has been happening is that no one in crypto has actually ever proposed a solution to the big tech problem. The only one that really has proposed this are people like me that have been proposing an on-chain economy, this truth ledger, to become a reality. And without us really doing anything, this just came to be. It came to be in the way of ordinals in Bitcoin. And we just really have to honor that, because this is what the market wants, people. This is not what I want. This is not something that I designed. This is something that is happening purely through spontaneous order. Just look around me, look at all this life. Life is spontaneous order. And then there's this idea that they indoctrinated people with, that human beings are machines. We're not, we're organic beings, right? No one told these leaves, this vegetation around me, to grow. There was no central authority here guiding the process of growth here. I mean, unless you believe in God, I do. I think that yes, there is that, right? Definitely that. Everything is the creation of the Creator. But in itself, the way that we are designed and the way the world is designed is organic, and we don't need a mechanic for that. We don't need a central planner. We don't need that, guys. That is like the biggest lie that people are told in business school, in all different faculties throughout the planet. They want to keep the illusion alive that you need central planners. And the implicit argument is that we're machines, and as a machine, we're in need of a mechanic to fix us, to fix the cogs of who we are. But in reality, humanity is an organic being. So Bitcoin was created, and crypto, as means by which we can use technology to augment our human nature. Any technology in crypto that does not augment our human nature in reality is going to fail. It has to be in line with the incentive structures that are inherent within us as human beings. So Ordinals right now is starting off this on-chain economy, and people are looking at it and saying, well, this is just stupid JSON files, stupid NFTs, only 4 megabytes of space. But you have to pay attention, and you have to honor humanity where it's at. Not too long ago, people were psyoped into being scared to their lives and hiding in a home and wearing a muzzle because of the common cold or a variation of it. They were told to inject themselves with experimental biologics, and so you know the psychological contagion that that created within people, right? What I am telling you is that the complete opposite is happening right now, that there is a positive contagion of capitalist meritocracy starting off grassroots on the internet that uses and that chose the network with the most hash rate. And you guys know I'm a Bitcoin big blocker. I've always been. And here I am telling you that as an entrepreneur at this moment, I'm honoring what the market is saying, because the market is choosing to have an on-chain economy on BTC, something that can never be stopped by anyone. And this on-chain economy that started off with the Ordinals protocol is something that nobody really even expected. And this ability of Ordinals that allows you to arbitrage data on the blockchain is something that we need to honor and we need to be in reverence to. Again, this is not about the technology, but it is about the entrepreneurs and the people that are part of this. So no matter, a lot of people watching this right now are thinking, well, Bitcoin's not private. There are better smart contract platforms. There are better networks that scale than BTC, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can have an infinite amount of ideas as to why your preferred network is better. But the truth is that you have to realize that the market fits what Bitcoin BTC is offering right now. Sure, in your lab, you probably are used to, in your economy, what you play with your friends, right? Whatever network that is, you are happy with knowing that these technological possibilities exist, which surpass anything that BTC Ordinals is capable of right now. And I give that to you. You're right. You can have that. But the truth is that that is not what the market wants. The market, right? It's almost as if you came up to me, you came from the future, and you're like, guys, you guys don't know what we have in the future. We have this thing called the iPhone 20 and ChatGPT 16. And you guys are still playing with your Nokia phones, having fun playing Snake. I'm like, yeah, dude, this is where we're at. You guys have to honor the economy where it's at. Now, what's happening within this on-chain economy is the fact that, here goes my puppies right there, check it out. It's having a blast. So what's happening is that people are realizing that when our incentives are aligned and the network effect of proof of work drives the market of entrepreneurs into creating ever better offerings to the market, we realize that the speed picks up significantly. So if you're used to the crypto world pace of development, you will know that in crypto, we would say that give or take a month's worth of crypto development is equivalent to like a year's worth of normal fintech development, right? Because crypto just moves that much faster. Now, what I'm trying to tell you here is that the same analogy can be applied to the on-chain economy. Remember, this is crypto inception, crypto within crypto, Bitcoin within Bitcoin. And in this Bitcoin within Bitcoin world, we're no longer needing to have bridges or connections to the outside fiat world. Everything is happening on chain. What does that mean? Well, it means that BTC as a blockchain is in itself the biggest and most liquid digital asset exchange in the world. So it's no longer Binance. It's no longer any of these. It's really BTC. BTC right now has the most liquidity. And it is in itself an on-chain exchange, because when you create an on-chain, a native blockchain economy, the blockchain itself becomes the marketplace. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is very important. So no longer are blockchains just places where you transact units, but now it's where you transact and you arbitrage data, any type of data. again, from a technically speaking, yes, ordinals is at the beginning of that. But what you have to understand again is that what matters here is not the technology itself. It's not even the liquidity really, guys. You know what it is? It is human interrelations and the fact that these technologies bring out the best in each and every one of us. It is that human personalist capital, the human capital that we have in each other, the investment that I am to you and you are to me within these networks that really are the source of value within these networks. And what this swarm, so I call hyper-Bitcoinization a swarm, this swarm that gather around BTC ordinals is something that is extremely magnificent and something that we all have to honor. It is this swarm that is learning to work together. It is this swarm that without the dictates of some central authority is developing an on-chain economy at a faster rate than anything we've ever seen in human history. Do you understand how big of a deal this is? Because we, right now, are no longer diffusing our energy into different networks. Every time a new crypto network, a new blockchain was created, was a diffusion, a brain drain from the original network. I was one of the early Bitcoiners that would say, guys, what the fuck are you doing creating Ethereum? You can do that all on Bitcoin. And then we had two civil wars because of that, right? But guess what? The past is the past. We're here right now. And even though the camp of BTC, the maximalist, you know, laser eye people, even though they won the ticker symbol of BTC, and they got the notoriety of being Bitcoin, guess what? This conversation came back to their doorstep, and it came back with a vengeance. It came back with just Bitcoin fulfilling its destiny, because everything that it was given to us by Satoshi is found in Bitcoin's original design. And within that design, you will see that Bitcoin is much more than just a unit of account or a coin. Bitcoin allows you to compute on-chain, to actually have an on-chain economy, and for Bitcoin to be the cornerstone, the foundation of the new internet, where every data packet is a Satoshi that runs through this network. So it's a place where we own our big data. This is something that the powers that shouldn't be hate. They do not want you to know this. And guess what? It came back to BTC. And it brought back with it the best, the brightest of the out of all of crypto back home to Bitcoin. So forget your tribalism. Your tribalism is your worst nightmare. Let go of it. You don't need it. You gotta just listen to and work on your interpersonal skills. A lot of people in crypto are very autistic. They have Asperger's. They really don't understand interpersonal skills. If you are out there gifted with interpersonal skills, know that this is your time to shine, because the most valuable people in Bitcoin are those who are capable of being in good relationships with others. That's where we're at right now. The leaders of the crypto economy of this true web 3.0 are the artists, are the creatives, are those that can show us with their imagination and creativity where we're to go, where we're going. So we are just getting started. And so let go of your ego. If this swarm goes back to your network, let's say the swarm that is gathered around BTC ordinals goes back to Ethereum, well, good for you, Ethereum. If it goes to Bitcoin Cash, good for you, Bitcoin Cash. If it goes to Dogecoin, it could go to Dogecoin. Good for you, Dogecoin. But right now, it's in BTC. Okay? And that's where you have to honor the swarm. This is where it's at. This is where it's happening. And what did the market tell you? The market told you that what it really cares about is hash power, protection, reliability, to be able to create these things. It didn't care for speed. It didn't care for scalability. It cares for the present moment And it is that product market fit that matters most right now. So recently, the Apple Vision Pro has been announced, was announced. And we are starting to see that there is what big tech really wants and what they really aspire is to have you living in a pod, in a virtual world, right? They want you living in a virtual world. They don't want you living in this beautiful reality, right? Look at me. I'm in the middle of nowhere, guys, right? In this jungle that I'm in right now. They don't want you living. They want you living in a pod, and they want you in a pod where you're working for centralized entities that they control, and they want you consuming within centralized entities that they control. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have the answer to that. The metaverse that we're going to be using, whether it be VR or AR, when we want to, is going to be decentralized, on-chain, open source, and interoperable, where all digital assets created within these platforms belong to us, to you. And you are going to partake of this. And so you want to be a person that lives in nature, that lives in physical reality. You do not want to become part of this matrix. You want to be a person that either that lives in this physical world and monetizes in this physical world, or you want to be a person in the future that lives in the physical world, experiences the physical world as much as possible, but capitalizes in the on-chain world. Because of course, you're not going to be able to capitalize in the Facebook world, in the Apple world. That belongs to those entities. That's a tyrannical system. You do not want to be part of those worlds, right? So in the future, people are going to want to escape when they realize that they're caught up in the matrix of these companies in these virtual worlds, and they're going to want to escape, and their escape will be crypto. And the desire is going to be, they're going to want to be in this physical world that I'm in right now. Okay. It's important to be in touch with nature, guys. It really is. And so where are we going with all this? Well, it so turns out that Bitcoiners have started to inscribe on the Bitcoin blockchain and taking ownership. They're squatting. They are, what's the word for this? They are claiming land on Bitcoin for the Bitcoin metaverse, and it's called Bitmap. Bitmap, that Bitmap, all lowercase. It is the encryption Bitmap. And I think there's been very few things in the world of NFTs that have caught my attention and my imagination the way that this one has. There's been other things that have been inscribed on ordinals, you know, the typical NFT that lives on chain. I think that's cool. I think all artifacts will be NFTs to one degree or another, traded on the metaverse, on the decentralized metaverse. But there's also going to be tokens economies and DeFi and all that. Whatever, dude. That to me, I've seen that before, right? We've all seen that before. But what captures my imagination right now is Bitmap. Because it is the creation of the digital economy through AR and VR that we can, at this moment, you can go in there and you can claim your land on Bitcoin. More than half of it is still available. So if you guys want to get into something that I think, I don't know how much it promises, to be honest. Like, I don't know, you know, nothing that I say is financial advice. It's just analysis of open source technology. But like, what I do know is that like, a lot of us are not going to want to be part of the VR AR world that is in a centralized database in the Googles and the Facebooks, right? We don't want to be there. We're going to want to be in the metaverses that belong to us, that are ours, right? We're going to want to be in the metaverses that are on chain, open source, interoperable, where we can own our data and we don't have to be part of the system of slavery. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if Apple doesn't do it, if the Apple Vision Pro doesn't do this, which is to acquiesce to the desires of the market, to create, you know, to allow for applications that come from the Bitverse through Bitmap, then guess what? I think its competitors will. And guess what? I'm never going to be in a metaverse or even visit a metaverse that is centrally controlled. That's bullshit. Why would I? So I think this bitmap happening within Ordinals is probably the biggest thing that I've seen in a long time. I have to thank Jack Liu for this alpha, because the man, if you guys don't follow Jack Liu, you're fucking missing out. Jack Liu is one of the market makers in crypto history. A big blocker, but someone that when I met, it was almost like, holy shit, man, like there's another dude like me, and this motherfucker is like a genius. Like, it was like that, you know what I mean? I highly recommend you guys follow him. And it's you know, it's what I know, guys, is that, like, and this is one of the reasons that I've been away from making videos, is because I've been so caught up catching up and getting my mind up to speed to this new way of thinking, because everything is moving extremely fast now. So you have to realize that you cannot be an NPC. Like, you really can't be an NPC, guys. And you have to fight NPC-ness, you know. And whether you realize it or not, you may be an NPC and not know it. You just have new information. But you have to, like, people that are going to thrive in hyper-Bitcoinization are those that are quick to see what's happening, move fast, and move on to the next. That's really where the payoff is going to be, is in being quick. So what does that mean by being quick? What I mean by being quick is that there's a difference in intelligences, right? There's a difference between someone who has fluid intelligence and someone that has crystallized intelligence. So most of the world of analysts within crypto are people that have very crystallized intelligence. And people with crystallized intelligence, they want to analyze things. And they wanna see comps. They wanna base their decisions or their movement in the market based on past experiences or things that they understand fully. The truth is that within this world of hyper-Bitcoinization, who the people that are really gonna thrive are those that have fluid intelligence. Now, what is that fluid intelligence? A person with fluid intelligence is somebody who enjoys solving, you know, playing mystery games to solve whatever, you know, or going into those rooms where you have to, you know, figure their way out. I forget the name of those rooms, right? That is the type of intelligence that is able to think in real time. Are you that type of person, right? And I think that a lot of people with fluid intelligence actually are those who are more artistic leaning. So this is something that I've always said, you know, I've always said this, and I have to reiterate again. So the engineers created these spaceships, right? And, you know, that we call blockchains, cryptocurrency, what have you. Then the entrepreneurs, the businessmen, the marketers came in and gave it its fuel, right? Its fuel. But who are the pilots of these spaceships? And I've said this again, I'm probably repeating myself a lot, but are the artists, guys. Artists are extremely, extremely important. If you are a developer, if you are a businessman and you want to jump into this world, you need to seek out an artist. Like, that's the most important thing you can do. And you guess what? You're not their boss. In this world that is being created of the future, you are not the boss of the artist. You know what you are? You are there to serve them. Artists have the capability to see possibilities that other people cannot. And the more analytical the person is, the harder time that they will have in this new world. And they're gonna maybe, to be honest, try to stay away. So let me reiterate what I'm telling you. There's three different economies happening right now. Number one is a normie economy, the economy that you're all used to. The one with hedge funds, Wall Street, and all the bullshit that comes from central banking and fractional reserve lending. That is that lizard economy, right? Moves extremely slow, right? That 1 year's worth of that economy in progress is equivalent to 1 month of the crypto economy, the traditional crypto economy that you guys know about. Okay, so that's the second economy. The crypto economy that lives online on the internet, but that lives off chain. Again, what does that mean? That's that economy that finds its marketplace within centralized exchanges, right? Where it's mostly KYC, AML, whatever. And that's really where these economies live, are in centralized exchanges that are not blockchain based or anything like that. They're just centralized exchanges. Okay, so that's the second economy that you're used to. And when you hear the word crypto vigilante and everything that you've ever learned about crypto, that's the economy that you need to focus on. That's the one you know. That's the one everyone's familiar with. Okay, now there's a third economy, and it is the on-chain economy. This is crypto as being built using actual crypto, right? And the top networks the top networks on the planet right now that are developing on-chain economies are BTC through BTC Ordinals, Doge actually through Dogenals. Litecoin has a little bit of this. Obviously, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, BSV, but that's you. Maybe you should edit this out, bro. I don't know, because people hate that. Okay, but whatever. It's the honest truth. They've been working on an on-chain economy. You also have Radiant RXD, who soon will be opening up its own form of encryptions. And I think they're going to be using what's called Atomicals, which are digital Atomicals. Look it up. Google Atomicals Bitcoin Token Protocol. And obviously, Dero, D-E-R-O, the privacy by default smart contract platform that uses homomorphic encryption. Dero is in a different dimension because Dero is using very new technology, and it's a place that if you're someone that desires to create an on-chain economy, that's probably by default, that's probably the place you want to look into. But where is the swarm? And I've already explained this in the past, right? People would say, well, there's better technologies for this, better technologies for that. But guys, you have to honor the swarm. The swarm of human beings that are learning to cooperate with one another in this thing that we call hyper-Bitcoinization are found in BTC Ordinals. Full stop. Full stop. So you got to let go of your ego. You got to learn what's happening there. You got to not just learn, but maybe even partake in what's happening there, because guess what, man? It could be that BTC is the place, and the swarm is not going to go anywhere but BTC. You have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with the fact that maybe BTC will figure out a way to scale this on-chain economy. Maybe it won't. Maybe the swarm will go elsewhere. I don't know. I don't care. But what you have to honor is the human capital, the fact that people are in Bitcoin right now, and they have chosen Bitcoin as the network to grow an on-chain economy. So as you guys can tell, I'm very excited about all of this, because to be completely honest, this has always been my dream. It's always been my dream to see a world in hyper-Bitcoinization mode. And the reason why is because Bitcoin and crypto in general has been psyop for a long time for it just to coexist alongside the rest of the economy, the old lizard economy. And this coexistence, although there are people out there that say, well, we needed these bridges, these fiat bridges, I think that's bullshit. We never needed them. But although it has coexisted, it's never been crypto. It's always been a crippled crypto experience. One where they were just, you know, these financial institutions came in and they were just using crypto, and big ass deer just walked by. My dogs didn't even see it. Kind of like in life, right? Like if you guys are not paying attention to what's happening in ordinals, a lot of great opportunities are going to fade you. Just like my dogs just faded a beautiful doe. So that's the thing, guys. If you are not paying attention to what's happening, you will fall back. And maybe what you'd really need is to stay back in that old crypto economy. Stay back with Binance. Stay back with the FTXs of the world, with those scumbags. Whatever, stay there, because that in reality, that is just partaking in the Wall Streetization of crypto. That's not really being part of the crypto economy. to be completely honest, it's not. Like, the real crypto economy is emerging right now. And so it's important to embrace this. It really is. I can't emphasize enough how important this is. This is actually Bitcoin actually waking up, right? Bitcoin, the intelligent aspects of Bitcoin waking up, not just as a medium of exchange, as a unit of account, but Bitcoin as the book that can never be burned, the ledger that can never be censored, the global truth ledger, the machine that we need, you know, to have honesty in this world, to keep the assholes that want power accountable. I want to live in that world. I want to be partake. I will partake in that world. And I'm enthusiastic as fuck about this. And people are realizing right now what I'm telling you, what I've been saying. And you know what? I don't want to be the guy that says, I told you so, because it's not necessary. You know, maybe I was blessed and maybe they were blessed in other ways. You know, like, maybe I was the one that fucked up by leaving BTC, you know, and pursuing this big blocker, you know, worldview ahead of its time. Maybe the smartest thing was to have stayed in BTC and wait till the market demanded for an on-chain economy to emerge naturally from within BTC. That's the thing, guys. You don't know what the future is, but right now, the future is coming so fast that it's a lot harder to miss these opportunities if you're paying attention. If you're paying attention, you will realize that what is happening in ordinals is not going anywhere. And it's crazy. I'm telling you guys, like, every day there is something new. I've never seen anything in my life move and develop this quickly. Right now in ordinals, we're kind of like in the stage where we are, like, the market is just discovering itself, right? So, like, what are the protocols that we will want to see in the future? What are the layouts? What's the landscape here, right? And it's just this thing, this beautiful thing of spontaneous order where people are just, like, coming up with new ideas constantly to see what, and then throwing them out in the market to see what bites, to see what people want. And, you know, there's a lot of small blocker laser eye people that are pretty pissed off that this is happening, because this literally destroyed their narrative that Bitcoin's nothing more than digital lead to just hold, pass on to someone else later on and do nothing, right? It really completely destroyed the narrative of scaling off chain, the Lightning Network and all that bullshit. That's not something that people ever find fascinating, you know? It's stupid. It's like, look, man, there's even this thing called RGB. Have you even heard of RGB? I've never fucking heard it. And it's been around since before Taproots. This RGB thing is a second layer smart contract protocol for BTC. Does anybody use that shit? Nobody does. Right? So like, and this comes from the small blocker worldview. But the thing is that inherently they don't understand human interaction, right? What happens with a lot of these autists is that they are so caught up living in this virtual world that they forget the physical world of nature, man. You know what I mean? That this is what they forget. They forget that we as human beings need to have freedom. And so a lot of what happens to these technocrats is that when they are confronted with the uncertainty of the future, they right away run into kind of hiding within their own minds, and they want to engineer the future, right? Whereas the entrepreneur, the creative, the artist is ready to create, to have open-endedness, to be okay with the market deciding, right? And so anyone that wants to control you, control what you're doing, is someone that is really at the core tyrannical. They're social engineers. And so that's what happened. A lot of what happened and keeps happening actually throughout the world of crypto, that there's people that want to impose their way on others, right? And that they might use a social democracy, which is not proof of work, as a means to arrive at a fake sense of consensus to move the market in a certain direction. The thing is that in spite of them trying really hard to keep these ideas from flourishing within Bitcoin, now we're at a point where they can't contain them. It came back to BTC. And it's not going anywhere. So if you're watching this, I will tell you that the bull rally fucking started at the beginning of this year, really, when Casey Rodemore dropped the Ordinals white paper. And so people are asking, well, what about the altcoin season and all that? Guys, the game changed. Everything changed, okay? Like, my analysts at the Crypto Vigilante, my dear friends and colleagues, they might not agree with me 100% on this, but, you know, I have to tell you, give you my personal opinion, right? My personal opinion is that we're living through something completely different, something that we've never experienced before. The growth and the emergence of an on-chain economy. Like, do you understand how big this is? Like, this is like the most badass fucking happening in the history of crypto. And it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere because the on-chain economy aligns incentives through the most perfect mathematical topological graph that is the small world network of the blockchain itself. And proof of work orients us towards ever having more valuable sharing of ideas and sharing of what we are calling now exponents or alphas, right? That we know that within this network, which is in itself the Bitcoin itself, which this native economy is the biggest exchange in the world of digital assets, it also is the most liquid. So when something catches the imagination of people within this on-chain world, you end up having an exponential fucking function that just grows massively, right? And why is that? Why is that? Why does that happen? Because Bitcoin is a network that in its design on-chain connects us. In that topographical design of the blockchain, it is that which connects us peer-to-peer in the most immediate way possible, right? So like no any second layer like the Lightning Network, what it does is that it moves you out of that system. It makes it so the network is actually less interconnected, less interconnected and less cooperative. But the design of Bitcoin itself, the on-chain design, is one which the mathematically speaking, it is the best network effect for you to be interconnected to everyone else in the network. You're two hops away from being connected to everyone in the network. So when something happens in Ordinals that catches the imagination of the space, it's something that rightfully so increases exponentially. And that's what we call, dude, what's the next exponent, right? We're constantly asking, what's the next exponent? What's the next alpha? Why? Because this is what we're constantly seeking. We're seeking profit because what the engine of Bitcoin itself, like I've said, is profit seeking itself. And it's in having that differential knowledge that you find profit in the market. So I'm giving you all of this information because we as Bitcoiners think very differently than the lizard boomer world of Silicon Valley, Wall Street, and big tech. We don't keep this shit to ourselves. I want to make sure that you're the smartest person you can be. Bitcoin is only as powerful as you are. And so my incentive, this is Bitcoin speaking to you. My incentive is for you to be as empowered as possible and for you to be able to engage free and fairly in the permissionless blockchain of your choice. And right now, the swarm of hyper-Bitcoinization has gathered around BTC Ordinals. And it's important, guys. It's very important that you take advantage of this today, that you get with the program. Again, a lot of people might be like, damn, this shit moves too fast, Raf. I can't keep up. I'm like, dude, that's the fucking truth. Sorry. Well, In good time, almost like in serendipity, at the Dollar Vigilante, the Crypto Vigilante, we're going to launch a new product called the VIC, the Vigilante's Insiders Club. And the VIC is going to be literally the ability for you guys to be in real time with us talking. We've never done this before. So you can see what's actually happening in the mind of Jeff Berwick, Ed Bugos, Mr. X, Mr. A, Mr. W, Mr. Y, Mr. P, myself, in real time as things are happening in the market. Because these things are happening so fast that there is just simply no time for me to sit down and write something, you know, composed for you. Again, we're engaging in liquid intelligence in real time. So yeah, it's this is pretty exciting stuff. I hope you catch up with this alpha that I'm giving you, because the longer you take to actually acquiesce and embrace what hyperbequinization is, the harder it will be for you and the less sense it will make for you. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And it is gonna appear really fucking crazy because you're gonna be far removed from it. So my advice to you is to, right now, get into it and realize that your mind is gonna change. You're not gonna be looking at crypto the same way you looked at it before. You really are not. And so it's gonna be difficult at first, I'm telling you. That's why I was away from making videos, because I had to wrap my mind around this. I had to really change the way I see the crypto world. Again, it's almost like rediscovering crypto all over again. This is crypto inception, Bitcoin within Bitcoin, right? We're building the native Bitcoin economy as we speak through ordinals. So it's something that, like, I hope you guys take to heart. I hope you guys really embrace. I hope you guys, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Vamos Vigilante on Twitter. Also follow us at Vigilante Crypto on Twitter. You can hit us up, be part of the newsletter, get almost daily technical analysis from the best in the business, the first guys that charted Bitcoin in the Bitcoin Talk forums, previously BBA, Bitcoin Bull Bear Analytics, Mr. A and W, who are fucking amazing. And you got, like, you know, we're really big into operational security, how to actually use your cryptocurrency, how do you actually use these technologies, and fundamental analysis, which is what I'm giving you here in a very diluted and fast form for your consumption, so that you can have a little bit. Because, like, look, yeah, like, this is only it's my desire to make sure that you guys watching are as prepared for this as possible. And well, I'm about to get home, so I'm gonna let you go. Woo! And till next time, guys, peace, love, anarchy. Take care.